Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June the 15th. In the year of our Lord, 2019, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. This is Saturday. That means we are live for 2 hours. We're live 6 days a week, different from most talk shows. And it also means that it is the news the networks refuse to use, Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. And so last Saturday, I had to cover 2 weeks because I was out the previous Saturday. So it took us 2 hours, and that's all we got to, was the news the networks refused to use the previous couple of weeks. We didn't even cover any new topics on Saturday. So, man, we got a row to hoe now. Woo! Anyway, that's what went on last Saturday. Launching to the Monday's broadcast. Well, before we get to Monday, I was off yesterday as well. I've had a few unfortunately timed reality checks, some things to do with work and some things to do with family. And so there's been, you know, a few days of not being available. But you know what? When we do 6 days a week, folks, even when we're not available one day, like 2 weeks ago, Saturday, we weren't available. Or yesterday, I wasn't available. You know what? That's one day in six. We still do a 5 day a week broadcast, even at that. And then when you look at the week in review that we do, wow, do we cover so much news. And if you miss it, it's always great to go look at the show notes at libertyroundtable.com. The show notes are there for the shows for several weeks. And if you look at the Saturday notes, then you can even get a recap of what we talk about. The Saturday notes don't break down exactly what we talk about, but they kind of highlight the focus. So on Monday, we had our guest on, Mr. Tim Starks, good friend. He's an IT consultant / security professional for a living. And we talked in detail. The question is, how much do you know about InQtel? Huh? InQtel. How much do you know about InQtel? Huh? IQT.org is their website if you want to learn more about them. There's a Wikipedia article on them as well. Some say, well, Sam, you can't trust Wikipedia. Fine. Look at the Wikipedia article. Look at the different links that it points to. IQT.org is one of them. And it'll give you a lot of information about this group, InQtel. And what I want you to do is when you research the details that are the points that are made in InQtel or in the Wikipedia page, go research and just type in news and whatever topic or whatever. And you'll find out that the news is reported on this group big time as well. It's not just Wikipedia. All right. We break it down and document this. All right. So the Clayman Law Group says wanted conservative competition for Fox News. And I submit to you that it's impossible with the mainstream press in bed with government for you to have real competition to anything, Larry Clayman. So Google, for example, made $4.7 billion off news media content, writes the New York Times. So the News Media Alliance is at war with some of this stuff. They're making a study public in the face of a House subcommittee that took place last Tuesday on the interrelationship between big tech companies and the media. So the NMA, that's the News Media Alliance, the NMA is pushing for the passage of what's called the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act. Now, I appreciate the mainstream press trying to get to the bottom of these things. But the mainstream press has been manipulating the truth on the media for so long, it's beyond imagination. It's beyond discussion. Okay? The mainstream press has been in bed with the CIA, has been in bed with big tech to obliterate what we see and hear and understand from the news reporting. And whether you blame the media, they're mad because they're getting left behind by big tech. But the media has deceived us for years. And now the media wants to get government pulled in the lever, or the lever of government pulled in their direction at the expense of big tech. But both of them are wrong. All of them have their hands in government. The CIA backs and funds and does all these things to manipulate the press big time, not only in other countries around the world, but in the United States of America. For example, people are laughing at Donald Trump for saying that the moon is part of Mars. Well, this is the deception the mainstream press goes to. They want to always make Donald look like a buffoon. So they make it sound like Donald thinks that the moon is part of Mars. He doesn't think that at all. But he did kind of illustrate that, you know, going to the moon is just part of the eventual continuation space program that would eventually go to Mars. He didn't think that the moon was part of Mars. But see, the mainstream press laughs and mocks and acts like that's what they think he meant. They know better, but they want to make him look like a buffoon. Even Dennis Prager, Christian newsman. Who does the media most want to silence? And the answer is, the more common sense you are, the more constitutional you are, the more moral you are, the more into God, family, and country you are, the more into the rule of law you are, the more into traditional God-given values in the culture war you are, the more Christian you are, the more you preach the word of Jesus Christ and help people understand to keep the commandments you are, the more one man, one woman marriage you are, the more the media hates you and the more they want to silence you. So they really want to shut down fathers and Christians because they know if you get rid of someone's link to God and if you take the heart of the family out, the father or the mother, so you get the mother hooked on government money as opposed to dad making an income, and then you make the dad out to be a buffoon, and then you destroy the family. And it's flat out an attack on the institution of marriage and a flat out attack on the God-given, God-ordained family. Big tech is big brother. There's no doubt about it. But when you put the media together and big tech together, wow. So we documented a lot of that with Tim Starks, but then we continued it with Scott Bradley. His website's freedomsrisingsun.com. And we continued the discussion and we highlighted there's articles that document this CIA-backed big tech slash big media duopoly kind of a thing, backed by government or backed by our tax dollars. Headline, startups backed by the CIA. That's Forbes magazine, ladies and gentlemen. That's not me. That's not Wikipedia. Don't try to discredit it. When you get the Wikipedia documentation together, plus Forbes magazine saying startups backed by the CIA, what are you talking about? Well, we're talking about the CIA has backed big tech, has backed media for literally decades. And so now you're going to go have the media go to the government to ask for Congress to create a fix? Well, what you got to do is just shut down the CIA if you want a fix. All right, the next headline, if you don't believe me, quote, social media is a tool of the CIA. Seriously, says CBS News. Did you hear what I just said? Social media is a tool of the CIA. Seriously, CBS News reporting that one. All right, another company says, you think you can skip your smartphone for a week? We'll give you $1,000. Frontierbundles.com making that promise. So see, it's amazing what's going on. But we talked about that for almost 2 hours because it's a very complicated subject. And it's instructive to understand that, look, you go look at the Mueller report. The mainstream press in bed with big tech are the ones that created the lie about the Russia-Donald Trump collusion. And literally, hey, there might have been Russians on Facebook with fake accounts. There might have been Russians spewing their opinions and their beliefs. But they have every right to say what they want and create truth or fake news or their input or their opinion, or I mean, the mainstream press does it all the time, right? Why can't the Russians? I mean, whoever said that a Russian can't get on Facebook and create an account that sounds American and promote their agenda? I mean, that's not criminal. It doesn't mean Donald was involved with them. But the mainstream press in bed with big tech pushed this scenario primarily via Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Well, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Google and all these companies literally have serious seed money straight out of the CIA via this, quote, nonprofit corporation called IQTEL. IQT.org, if you want to learn more. And it's beyond debate. The documentation is there. You can ignore Wikipedia and say it's not credible. What about Forbes magazine? What about CBS News? What about, and I go on and on and on, and it's documented until the cows come home. Satellites created by government and literally put in the hands of big tech? Oh, yeah. And then we run around and say, man, you know, the bad thing is the Russians took control of everything. Yeah, they primarily used the CIA's backed, funded organizations. And then the media comes along and goes, golly, big tech's taking over. This ain't fair. Well, the CIA has been in bed with the media and in bed with big tech for a long time now. And I'm reporting on it. What's going to happen is most folks are going to just shoot the messenger. They're going to dismiss me and say, you don't know what you're talking about. But I just throw down the gauntlet and tell you to go do your own research. You look it up and find out if I'm not right. Type in IN-Q-TEL, IQTEL, space CIA, space news. And you see what comes up yourself, and then type in IQTEL space CIA space wiki. And then use the Wikipedia article to point you in the right direction for things to look for, topics to research. And you go do your own research, and you see if I'm out in the weeds or if I'm throwing down the truth on this sucker. Come on, I challenge you, because I'm telling you right now, you do the research, you'll find out. We're connecting the dots just for you. Anyway, it was a great broadcast on Monday. We finished Monday by talking about this idea, the TSA allows newly illegal arrivals to fly without legal documents. Wow, illegals, no documentation, they get on planes? Sounds dangerous.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Gentlemen, so not only is the CIA in bed with big tech and the media manipulating and funding startups and growing companies, then the government runs around and goes, by golly, these companies are violating your privacy. We better rein in these big tech companies, right? The problem is the government built these big tech companies that are stealing all your privacy, that are in bed with the Russians and promoting this false narrative. If the false narrative is true, the mainstream press has been at the helm of it via big tech. And if it didn't happen, then, well, what are we talking about? So, see, they're just duplicitous, they're dishonest, they're deceptive. The fact is that IQTEL Corporation has been in bed with government, receiving CIA funding to fund and provide seed dollars to grow these big companies that then the government comes back and says, by golly, this is horrible. The Russians are meddling with our elections. Oh, yeah? The Russians are meddling with the CIA-backed organizations Then the government says, by golly, we're breaching privacy. We're tampering with elections. We better stop these big tech companies. They're getting crazy and out of control. Well, the CIA was also the creator of some of this spyware stuff that leaked out and is now used by, what, Russia, China, North Korea, some of the baddest actors on the planet when it comes to cybersecurity threats and the violation of our privacy. Okay, so it's this big cluster of confusion, but the government's at the center of it all. Our government, funded by our tax dollars, and those are the dots you need to know. Well, while that's going on now, the government is literally saying illegals in America, you got here illegal, you're allowed to fly without even proper documentation now. So Sam Bushman, who's been in the country for 50 plus years, born here, raised here, every day on the radio you hear me talk for what, 2 hours? 6 days a week, and you've heard me on the air for 25 years or so or more. And they say, Sam, you can't bring a bottle of water on a plane because, by golly, that could be dangerous. And, Sam, you better have your name on the documents match your ID, and you better have ID, and you got to take off your shoes and your belt and get half naked to go through security. And, man, we got to make sure this is all safe. And now they're letting illegals via the TSA literally run around without proper paperwork and get on planes. See how dishonest and manipulative this is? It's about control. Right? That's what it's about. Anyway, great broadcast on Monday. Let's launch into Tuesday's show. Alabama mayor, guy's name is Mark Chambers. The guy is a nutcake. He called for the killing of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people. He won't resign. Now, I don't know that he actually called for what they claim he called for. It reminds me of the Donald Trump twisting in the media they do. Donald said, hey, you know what? Moon is part of Mars. He didn't mean that he thought that the moon was part of Mars. He meant that the moon project, going to the moon, is kind of part of our space program. It's part of going to Mars. It's a step along the way. It's kind of like me saying the space station is part of Mars. I don't mean that it's part of Mars physically. I just mean that it's part of eventually going further and further and further into space, whether we say the space station, the moon, okay? But they twisted that and mocked Donald as if he thought that the moon was part of Mars. Well, the same thing is happening with a lot of this stuff, right? Is Alabama Mayor Mark Chambers said, you know what, we need to kill. I don't know that he said kill the people, but he kind of meant that we need to kill these projects of the promotion of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender lifestyle. It is a culture war problem. Well, I think they took his words out of context. Nevertheless, he needs to unequivocally denounce the killing of anybody. Right? All right, we talked about AOC. That's Ocasio-Cortez, this congresswoman that somehow in the mainstream press just gets rock star status, Democrat, first-time congresswoman. She seems to be one of the most powerful people in the Democratic Party right now. She questions, quote, a lack of what's called a domestic terrorism law. And I think about that, and I think, what is a domestic terrorism law anyway? We don't have one, thank the heavens. But if we did, what would it be? Right? What's a domestic terrorist? Who would define that term? Who would be the one to decide what's on the list of terrorist approaching activities or et cetera? Would me standing up for God, family, and country be terrorist type behavior? See, the double standard is in the media. It's big tech that is promoting the Russian problem. I mean, go look at the Mueller report. If you don't believe me, big tech is at the heart of it all. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google. All right, these guys are also the ones that are manipulating all the results we get, peddling fake news big time, blocking real news stories and more, shutting down conservatives, right? And then the government says, well, by golly, this big tech, we got to stop that stuff. But it's government through InQtel, through the CIA, that literally built these behemoths that are now being used against us all. And it's just amazing. And while you and I talk about this hard-hitting news, the mainstream press talks about a massive ladybug swarm over California shows up on radar. That's what they're talking about. Well, Nancy Pelosi tells the Democrats she wants to see Donald Trump in prison. Well, in prison for what? The Mueller report virtually exonerated the Donald, pointed to big tech as the problem. Then they say, well, Donald's not really in the clear. We didn't really accuse him of anything exactly because we couldn't tie the, you know, things together. But nevertheless, Donald's, you know, I mean, he's got to be bad. We just don't know what or how or who or when or where or what. But, you know, Congress, we're not really going to. point the finger at Donald and claim guilt. We're just going to say it falls short of the guilt that we thought we could find over 2 years and plenty of millions of dollars and witnesses. And I mean, we had the big investigation. We didn't get quite the pay dirt, but we're going to hand it off to Congress in hopes that they can carry the ball. There's got to be something on the Donald for sure. Never mind we ignore this big tech link that I bring up. Never mind the media, old school, goes to the government and says, please help us. New media, the new tech has taken over and beaten us at our own game. They don't even mention the CIA money involved in it all. And then I bring it up and people say, you're a nut. And wow. Ann Coulter points out in an article on Tuesday's broadcast, we talked about it, the whole folk tale and nothing but the folk tale. Boy, howdy, how many fronts would we like the whole folk tale, nothing but the folk tale in mind? Okay, 9/11 comes to mind, right? A bunch of these topics. Some of these school shootings, I want the truth on them. I'm not going to go like Alex Jones and make up all kind of allegations about Sandy Hook, but I'm going to tell you that I don't trust the official story on 9/11. I don't trust it on the Oklahoma City thing. I don't trust it on the moon landing. I don't trust it on, you know, these school shootings. I'm not saying that I buy the conspiracy narrative because there's a lot of them out there, but I'm also not buying the government's narrative. And then if I say I don't trust the government on this, I don't believe the official story, then they go, you're a kook, doo-doo, in conspiracy land, and they go off on another attack and abuse and a fake news story about what I believe and who I am. Do I know if we went to the moon or not? No, I don't. Do I trust my government on the topic? No, I don't. Am I saying we did not go to the moon? No, I am not. I'm saying that we don't know a lot of these things. We talked about the Planned Parenthood sex scandal that you're not reading about. Yeah, see, this is just, again, the duplicitous nature of this is just shocking. On one hand, you hear the Me Too movement saying we got to get to the bottom of it and hold people accountable. On the other hand, when it comes to Martin Luther King Jr., an absolute documented by the FBI pervert to the nth degree, participating in and watching and encouraging rapes to prostitutes every night to I go on and on and on. They cover that up, but the Me Too movement's supposed to be live and well. You're being lied to, folks, and manipulated. Judicial Watch has released a report. Top crime and health security threat. So the biggest threat to your crime and to your health and Mexican drug cartels, they say. And this is an example where, hey, the mainstream press says no real threat at the border. Donald's kind of crazy. Who's doing that? Well, big tech is in bed with old media. They're partners in crime backed by the CIA. All right. For example, what comes to my mind is Operation Fast and Furious when I think of drug cartels. They called it ATF. That's the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They call it gunwalking scandal. Why? Because they literally walked guns across the border and put them in the hands of drug cartels. The Operation Fast and Furious was government literally arming drug cartels and our enemies and blaming it on gun shops, blaming it on gun shows, pretending that the gun shops and gun shows were just fast and loose, and by golly, we got to document all the gun sales because of these, you know, open freedom to buy and sell as you will is just backfiring. And look, the Mexicans drug cartels are getting armed because of it. It was a big old scandalous lie. Who participated? The mainstream press. Who participated? Big tech. Who backed it all? The CIA. Who did the gun running? The CIA. Who then, once they got caught, covered up Operation Fast and Furious? The same circle of influence. The CIA, the FBI, the BATF, the mainstream old school and new tech media. All of them. Right? We talked about ABC News got scorched for wrong climate predictions, and it illustrates just how fear-mongering the entire climate change crowd really is, writes Joe Kovacs in an incredible article. WND.com doing a phenomenal job on that. Hold on, Sam Bushman live on your radio. We're right in the middle of a hard-hitting hour of news that the networks refuse to use. Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review on your radio coming up.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Do USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump believes one of the top three polling Democrats is likely to be his challenger next year. But there's 23 to choose from. Less than 2 weeks before Democrats have their first debate, President Trump is sizing up his competition. On Fox and Friends, the president went after frontrunner Joe Biden to start with.
Everybody knows Joe doesn't have it. Now I see that Pocahontas is doing better. I would love to run against her, frankly. I see that Bernie Sanders is not doing well at all. I would have, frankly, liked to have run against. I think it's probably those three.
The president spent nearly an hour on the Fox program on his 73rd birthday. On Wall Street, the stocks dropped a bit on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 17 points. The NASDAQ dropped 40, and the S&P 500 was down 4. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam says her government will suspend the debate on what is an unpopular extradition bill.
After repeated internal deliberations over the last 2 days, I now announce that the government has decided to suspend the legislative amendment exercise.
That bill would allow extraditions to China, and it brought a week of unprecedented protests in the streets of Hong Kong. Lam says she'll consult lawmakers before taking any steps forward. There was a shooting at a busy Costco store in Southern California, and one person has died. Witnesses say a man started arguing with a woman who was holding a baby, and then he started shooting. Nick works at the Corona store.
It's a blessing that most of us are all safe. It's just you don't think it's going to happen to you until it does. And then you kind of just, your instincts kick in. Everyone just gets out of there as best as you can.
The suspect is in custody. Some shoppers hid inside the store's large walk-in refrigerator. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Always hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. This is live, hard-hitting Liberty Roundtable News. The networks refuse to use Week in Review. Continuing. So we talked about Bloomberg promises $500 million to help close every coal plant in the United States. Now, let me just explain this. This environmental issue is serious. You think Ocasio-Cortez is a laughing matter? You think Bloomberg putting a half a, billion dollars into this thing is a laughing matter? You can laugh all you want, but these climate change people are absolutely sinister, and they're dead serious. They believe you and I are the enemies of the world, and they believe they're the saviors of the world. And never mind them jetting around in their fancy jets and living in big houses and having fancy lives, and their CO2 emissions are 10 times mine. Never mind that, 100 times mine, depending on the person, Al Gore, right on through the rest of them, Ocasio-Cortez and Bloomberg and all of them. But they are absolutely rabid, and they put their money where their mouth is. And so you got Ocasio-Cortez that floated the Green Deal. The Republicans laughed. But now Michael Bloomberg literally doubling down and putting $500 million to shut down coal-fired power plants. You think that's bad? Well, now the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, Canada will ban single-use plastics as early as 2021. I'm telling you, this is crazy town, folks. And so you think that won't come to a theater near you? Well, Justin Trudeau got his, quote, inspiration from the European Union. So now the European Union banning these plastics. And, okay, they say it's horrible for the environment. And then Canada doing it now. And do you think it's going to make its way to, what, a plastic straw near you? A plastic bag near you? Yeah, they say plastic straws and plastic bags are at the top of the list and one-time use items such as water bottles and more. California's working on this too. So is New York. So is Oregon and Washington and some of these other liberal extreme states. So the culture war continues. And again, I'm not just promoting once-use plastics. What I'm saying is these people don't care about that. What they care about is government control. The only answer to the problems that we face in their minds is government every time. The Hegelian dialectic is on hand, is being used blatantly against the people, deceptively and dishonestly. You get the big tech and the big media in bed with the CIA, and then you perpetuate these agenda items one by one. And the problem is if you give people a steady diet of dishonesty, honesty is the issue, ladies and gentlemen. You give them a steady diet of dishonesty over and over and over, day in and day out and day in and day out for literally decades. You wonder why the people think the things they think and do the things they do, because they're absolutely brainwashed and deceived and manipulated into doing so. You don't believe me? I'll give you an example. We were hoping the last Missouri abortion clinic was going to be shut down. Okay, we thought the pro-death agenda would be stopped in Missouri at least. But oh no. A single-robed thug judge, activist from the bench. Well, the last Missouri abortion clinic receives reprieve in the courts. Or wins reprieve in the courts, if you will. Wow. InfoWars, for example, pays $15,000 to Matt Fury to resolve a copyright infringement lawsuit over Pepe the Frog. And, of course, InfoWars is pitching this as a big-time win. The Anti-Defamation League branded Pepe the Frog as a hate symbol back in September 2016 and promoted Mr. Fury's efforts to reclaim his character from the white supremacists. Again, this is a false narrative. Okay, I don't even know what a white supremacist is. Are there people out there that believe the white race is the master race? Yeah, there are. Are they wrong? Of course. We're all God's children. We need to act like it. But a lot of the Jewish folks think the same thing. Other races think they're superior. If you don't believe me, go look at the Hispanic or the Latino La Raza group. They believe that their land was stolen from them and they got to take it back. And they believe some very extreme views. The Black Panthers and the Antifa and some of these other groups are radical. They say they're anti-fascist, but what does that mean? They're socialists in the face of anti-fascists or fascists in the face of no socialism? All roads that lead to tyranny and or anarchy are wrong. That's why the constitutional republic that makes America great is one of the most marvelous things ever known. We talked about TPUSA high school student, for instance. His name is Dan Nalapoli. He says teachers are triggered by signs saying America is the greatest country. So these students wanted to put up signs saying, hey, man, America is the greatest country. And the teachers flat out melted down, saying it's racist and bigoted and evil and wrong to say such a thing. Rand Paul highlights the fact that the deep state ignored order to pull John Brennan's security clearance. Of course they did. The deep state doesn't obey the rules, Rand. You should know that. They don't obey the law. The law only applies to me, not to thee, right? There you have it. I mean, I appreciate Rand Paul highlighting the point, but are you surprised, is what Kurt would say? My co-host, and boy, is he right. Los Angeles homelessness crisis worsens. They say 16,000 people living in cars alone. Homelessness becomes crisis among students, writes USA Today. And I spent quite a bit of time talking about this story, saying, look, if I wanted to be a philanthropist and start a city out in the middle of nowhere tomorrow, and give these people a chance and create a small city and let them live very close to the earth and very simple lives and very simple homes and try to create a community for them, I would have so many regulations and so many rules. It reminds me of that joke, but yet dead serious story about, hey, what if Noah tried to build the ark today? What would happen? And he'd be shut down by the, you know, all these different government agencies and regulations, and you don't have a permit for that, and you can't do that. And hey, having animals in a boat won't work. And I mean, we joke about that, but we're serious. I couldn't create a community for the homeless tomorrow if I tried. So they're left forced to go to the side of freeways and build tent communities. You don't believe me? Go drive through Seattle and drive the Washington highways, Washington State, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Go to L.A. and you'll see what I mean. These people are desperate. And the problem is, if I tried to help them, there's too many regulations. I couldn't get it done. What would it take for me to start a city for these people? First off, I'd have to get, you know, ground out in the middle of nowhere. Secondly, I'd have to get water, and then I'd have to get, and there'd be so many guidelines and so much regulation and red tape. I don't even know that I could get it done helping these people. There needs to be a better way. Well, John Cornyn slams Donald Trump's Mexico tariffs as a massive tax. Well, Cornyn, you're right. But instead of slamming Trump and the tariffs, which are the proper way to pay for the limited scope of government, the tariffs used to be popular in the Founding Father era. And even going forward to modern times, I mean, for 100-plus years, it wasn't until the late 1800s, early 1900s, and especially after the income tax put in place in 1913, that tariffs fell out of favor and income tax replaced it. Well, just so you know, tariffs are constitutional, but the income tax and the property taxes, they're both part of the Communist Manifesto, folks. So why don't we, John Cornyn, quit attacking Donald for tariffs, proper taxation? And why don't we get rid of the income and the property taxes? I mean, some states don't have an income tax. Good for them. Some states don't have a property tax. Good for them. I'm looking for the first state that does not have an income or a property tax. It's all sales taxes and tariffs and indirect apportionment taxes and et cetera, et cetera. When are we going to get that done, Cornyn? So quit criticizing the Donald. The only thing I would say is, Donald, you can't double down and put unconstitutional taxes in place and then put constitutional taxes on top of the unconstitutional ones. So, Donald, let's embrace the tariffs. Absolutely. But let's jettison the income tax and the property tax and all federal taxation then. Unless you want to stick to a simple either transaction tax or a tiny apportionment tax. Okay, but we need to really change the game in America away from these unconstitutional, these communist manifesto or communist style taxes, and replace them with freedom-loving solutions that the Founding Fathers were certainly on top of. All right, we talked about a K jeweler's store refuses service to a uniformed deputy. Why? Because he was armed. So let me get this right. You have to bake a cake for the gay and lesbians. But if a guy is armed and he walks in, you won't serve him. Wow. As far as I understand, whenever we have gun violence in America, it's not the gun's fault, ladies and gentlemen. It's people who don't have a tether to God, family, and country. It's their fault. But nevertheless, when people commit crimes, it's always a police officer, always a guard, a law enforcement, somebody who comes to the rescue with a gun. Anyway, what a shame. Kay Jeweler reversed their action because of the blowback on this thing. But what are they thinking in the first place? Woman says she is honored to be given the gift of life as she aborts her twins. This story makes you almost want to cry, folks. I mean, what a shame. What on earth is going on in America? And the answer is, the indoctrination is just out of this world of what these poor women believe. All right, on Wednesday, we had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt, and we discussed all things liberty. We talked about the government accused of tricking the jury into stopping, into a Stockman conviction. With Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, we talked about government accused of tricking the jury into a Stockman conviction. WorldNet Daily, WND.com, with that article. We'll break it down for you in seconds on your radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word fight to 444-999. That's fight, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
With you live, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. I'm Sam Bushman, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. So we talked about the government accused of tricking the jury into a Stockman conviction. The government literally betraying the people big time and attacking Steve Stockman. It's interesting that an FBI official literally had to testify under oath during the trial that the investigation of Steve Stockman, former congressman, was begun at the very same time that Steve Stockman filed the bill to arrest Lois Lerner over at the IRS. So when you think about that, that alone is chilling. And this is what I mean. The FBI is a criminal organization, a criminal enterprise. There's no doubt about it, folks. But again, we seem to turn a blind eye to the criminal activity by the FBI against all kinds of people, by the way, including the FBI's wrongs against Martin Luther King. I'm not saying Martin Luther King was a saint, but I am saying, hey, they did all kinds of unconstitutional surveillance on Martin Luther King Jr. as well. And it's wrong. Representative Thomas Massie doing a great job. Repeal federal restrictions so teachers can be armed. He's right about that. We shouldn't have these federal restrictions anyway. The Donald promised to get rid of gun-free zones on the first day. But somehow, what? How long has he been in office? 2.5 years? Now we still have these gun zones. And we still have more murders in the gun zones than anywhere else in these gun-free zones. All right? The more restrictive the gun rights, the more violence, sadly, seems to happen. All right, the Vatican deserves some praise. The Vatican has released a document titled, quote, Male and Female, He Created He Them. Or created he them, I'm sorry, male and female, he created them. NPR melts down over this. So the taxpayer-funded media, if it's not the CIA, NPR now doubling down and mad at the Vatican for documenting God's law regarding gender. Amazing. The Vatican clearly rejects the idea that people can choose one's gender, writes The Hill. Well, all I know is good for the Vatican. Amen to that. Bless them. Thankful for their leadership to highlight God's truths. Good for the Catholics. All right, now, Justin Amash sadly resigns from the Freedom Caucus after, quote, impeachment calls. So Justin Amash calls for impeachment against the Donald, says he's read the Mueller report and there's serious problems there. But, of course, he's not going to push for impeachment. He's just saying Donald ought to be impeached. This is wrong. Justin's entitled to his views. I disagree with him. Not because I don't think that there may have been some wrongs there, but when the deep state and the CIA and the FBI literally pull off all the gloves and attack you, and you pull a couple of unconstitutional things to defend yourself, at what point, who's wrong where? Well, I stand against all the wrongs, and I don't pick sides, and let the truth fall where it may. If there's really impeachment justification, let's get to the bottom of it. The problem is they've been on a witch hunt for over a couple of years. They don't have pay dirt yet, really, that I can see. I mean, if anybody ought to be prosecuted, it ought to be Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Google. Nevertheless, how do you hold them accountable when the CIA backed them and funded them and et cetera, right? So anyway, it's a big problem. But the sad part is that the liberals are now dividing conservatives. Now Justin Amash and the Freedom Caucus are at odds. And I think they should be working together personally. So there you have it. Joe Biden's in the news. Quote, if I'm elected president, he says, we're going to cure cancer. Well, let me ask you a question. Is that a wing and a prayer plan? Joe? Crazy Uncle Joe? Sleepy Joe, as Donald called him? Is that a crazy idea? Or do you really have a cancer cure that you can roll out if you're made president? Is that a threat? We're only going to cure one of the greatest problems, one of the biggest death experiences known to man. We're only going to cure it if we allow you to be president and dictator in chief, or what? If you don't have the answers, you're on a wing and a prayer, making false promises that you don't even know if you can deliver on. On the other hand, if you have the goods and you're holding back on that to become president, okay, who's going to drill into the Joseph Biden claims like I am? Creepy Joe is just weird. If he has the cure to cancer, roll it out, my friend. And if you don't, you're promising something you cannot possibly even deliver on. Where are they going to call a halt to that fake news, huh? No one's speaking about it but me, as far as I can tell. Man-made climate change is nothing more than a tool for control, writes our buddy Tom DeWeese over at American Policy Center, AmericanPolicy.org, doing a phenomenal job with a great article highlighting the problems of 2021 and 2030 programs deceptively manipulating the people out of their land rights, all on the altar of, quote, protecting the environment. But it's nothing but a control move. It's nothing but a Hegelian dialectic attack against the American people and our land. Donald Trump is right. They say tariffs are not raising consumer prices, and I think that's a lie. They are raising consumer prices. But I don't have a problem with consumer prices being raised if we have honest money, which nobody's talking about. And I don't mind that prices are higher if people have jobs, which no one's talking about. And if prices would be lower if you added tariffs and you got rid of all the unconstitutional taxes. Get rid of the gas tax. Get rid of the taxes that punish people for entertainment or fun or luxury taxes. Get rid of all those. Get rid of the income tax. Get rid of the property taxes. Reject these communist manifesto style taxes and we'll be somewhere. But no one focuses on this. Chinese media, quote, America and its bare knuckled assault on trade, truly agonizing for the world. Well, the Chinese media is out of control and criminal enterprise also. You think the American media is bad, but the Chinese media, even worse. All right, we talked about students literally want a legal, you heard me, legal immigrant professor fired for criticizing illegal immigration. So you got a guy that comes here legally. He loves America, believes in it, and he says, hey, this illegal immigration is a problem. Well, the students want to attack this guy and get him fired. He's spot on. Why don't we reward people who come here according to the law? And if we don't believe the law is fair enough to bring in the right people or enough people, by all means, let's get rid of the carrot and the stick. Let's get rid of the illegality and the handouts and the welfare. And let's lock our border down for the illegal side. And let's open the legal immigration door. We can find ways to bring sponsors to the table to help people not get on the dole. But to come here, let's reward the right people for coming here for the right reasons. Okay, I have no problem with that kind of an immigration plan. But nobody is willing to talk about the real solutions. They're all stuck on stupid fighting about the border. Florida man tells authority that the cocaine on his nose wasn't really his. They found all kinds of other paraphernalia and drugs on him as well, so there you go. 106-year-old North Carolina woman credits her longevity for her faith in God. Wow, what a wonderful story. I wish the mainstream press would bring that one to the table. Good for her. We also talked about a 9-year-old boy. I guess he decided to pay it forward. He pays the debt for his whole class for student lunch. This is just tremendous. What an example of paying it forward. Good for him. All right, on Thursday, we talked about Wendy's doing a phenomenal job. Wendy's promoting adoption over abortion. We talked about the Dave Thomas Foundation and the founder, Dave Thomas, of Wendy's. Wendy's new adoption fundraiser is rooted in the inspiring pro-life life of its founder, writes the Washington Examiner. Good for them. And we talked about how incredible this Wendy's story really is. The Wendy's founder, Mr. Dave Thomas, was adopted as a kid. didn't know either of his birth parents. Then his adopted mother passed away when he was young, but he learned the restaurant industry. He had a wonderful life, and he started a Dave Thomas Foundation to truly promote pro-life and to promote adoption over abortion. And what a wonderful story from Wendy's and the effort they make. And there's a petition by the American Family Association and others trying to thank Wendy's for their incredible leadership and for the Dave Thomas Foundation. Dave was born in 1932, passed away, but in 2002, they launched this foundation. It's been doing tremendous work in the Wendy's fast food chain establishment, helping the Dave Thomas Foundation to promote the protection of children and the adoption of children and to reject the abortion message. And the mainstream press is refusing to tell you about it. What a shame on the mainstream press. But what do you expect when they're backed by the CIA? They're not going to tell you the truth on pro-life, because the government, sadly, by law, has become pro-death. That's the problem, right? We have had our guest on as well, Mr. Brian Rust, and we talked about over the past 50 years, Rust Coin and Gift has helped folks understand precious metals. We talked about our Honest Money Report. We talked about Norm Franz. Gold is the money of kings. Silver is the money of gentlemen. Barter is the money of peasants, and debt is the money of slaves. And we highlighted that reality check in America today, too. We talked about small business optimism comes roaring back for good reason. There's less regulation. Believe it or not, fact-checking the fact-checkers, how often they lie about President Donald Trump. Donald Trump says we have cut 30,000 pages of job-killing regulations from the Federal Register. That's an all-time record. That's never happened before, says Donald. Well, he's right as rain, but then the mainstream press goes, so? Doesn't matter. What is he talking about? Anyway, there you have that, but Donald's telling the truth, and the mainstream press will give no credit. They ditched America to retire by a lake in Chile on $3,000 a month, and they rarely come back. They highlight these expats. And I kind of believe, why don't we stand and fight for the greatest country on the face of the earth? Why jettison America? Why not double down in defense of what our founding fathers sacrificed for and promote God, family, and country? That's my take, and that's what I personally intend to do. We hope you help at LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We talked about this ex-NFL player, Kellen Winslow, found guilty of rape and other charges. And we talked about, look, these people don't have God and family in their lives, is one of the biggest problems. We talked about the Alabama governor, Kay Ivey, signs chemical castration bill into law. And we talked about sex work would be broadly legal in the New York area, New York City. They say the bill removes penalties for buying and selling sex. And I highlighted all these ills. All these ills relate to the fact that people don't have God in their lives, and they don't have family in their lives, and they don't have great respect for country and the principles that may make America great. And if we want to win in the culture war, it's to bring people back to God and to repentance and to the God-given, ordained, traditional family. We talked about the Pentagon eyes a ketogenic diet in a bid to build more, quote, lethal warriors. Well, I like the ketogenic diet, but I don't believe in building lethal warriors. How about hardworking Americans that follow the Prince of Peace and who believe in God, family, and country? That's what I would advocate for. We talked about Steve Moore predicts 40-state re-election landslide for Donald Trump if the China deal happens. And Kurt highlighted what we would like to see the president do to get even a bigger landslide than that. Starts with getting rid of the IRS, by the way. Democrats slam Donald Trump and his Mexico deal for, quote, failing and then for succeeding. You just can't win with these guys, can you? We also talked about Pompeo. Trump's threat of tariffs prompted a deal with Mexico on migrants. Mike's right on this one, but I say we get rid of Pompeo. He's a war hawk. Herschel Walker blasts California for giving illegal aliens free health care, and justly so. We also talked about master this. Now the O word makes people feel like slaves. They cannot accept they reformed America. They're mentally not all there, says Joe Kovacs. What's the O word? Owner. So owners of sports teams, either saying that's like massa, inoffensive to own or be called an owner of a sports team. We also talked about here's how getting married in Alabama will change. Brendan Kirby writes the article, and good for him. We hope that marriage changes in Alabama. In which ways? Well, the government gets out of the marriage business, for starters. Maybe the rest of the nation could take a page out of that blue book. We declare this nation shall endure.